Welcome back to Show Me Today. In a few weeks, not only will you be choosing who you want to represent in Congress and the state legislature, there are also five ballot questions. One of them would remove the Missouri National Guard from the Department of Public Safety and turn it into its own department. Marshall Griffin spoke with Republican State Representative Adam Schnelting from St. Charles, who tells us why he thinks it's a good idea.
Currently, 48 other states have their own departments of defense or military affairs. Those departments are run by their state's adjutants general. These departments oversee the military forces of each state, so the Air National Guard, the Army National Guard, the State Defense Forces or State Guards. Missouri and Massachusetts are the only two states who do not have their own departments in the same manner. Amendment 5 would fix this problem by transferring our National Guard from the Department of Public Safety into its own department. And that's important for two reasons, Marshall. First, it provides a more streamlined budget process for the department. And secondly, the most important thing is it provides a proper chain of command. Because in the military, as you know, effective communications are essential to command and control. So say during a natural disaster or state of emergency, time is of the essence. And our adjutant general and our guard must be able to have a direct line of communication with their commander-in-chief, with the governor. And that direct communication ensures the governor receives critical military advice quickly during times of crisis. That's why it's important to streamline the budget process for the Guard and to streamline the chain of command. It's just a good government measure.
So at this point in time, if were some type of emergency in Missouri, the commander of the National Guard would have to take his orders from the director of the Department of Public Safety, which would come from the governor, theoretically. Is that how am I describing that correctly?
Yes, so technically, right now, when an emergency happens, the adjutant general has to take his orders through the Department of Public Safety. Yes, because they're under the auspices of the Department of Public Safety. Whereas in other states, the adjutant generals have a direct line of communication with the governor, take their orders directly from their commander-in-chief. And that provides a better chain of command, and it removes a lot of the bureaucracy and red tape that will slow down a military response during a time of crisis, during a time of need for our state.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin, and we're talking with State Representative Adam Schnelting, and we're talking about Amendment 5, which would create a separate state agency out of the Missouri National Guard and take it out from underneath the Department of Public Safety. Has there been any complications or any instances where the current arrangement has hampered or made it harder for the National Guard to do its job?
You know, I've watched over the years, and I've seen under prior administrations where there have been issues, and I won't speak publicly on that topic, but the short answer is yes, there have under prior administrations. And it boils down to this, Marshall. I believe in good government, and when something is amiss, you fix it, and that's what this is. It's a fix to a problem that the state inadvertently created years ago by not separating the two departments. I believe it was the Reorganization Act of 1974. We went ahead and reorganized state departments, but we had a constitutional limits on how many cabinet-level positions there could be, how many state departments there could be. Well, that's when we were up against that limit, so the state went ahead and just put the National Guard and all of our military and just put them under DPS. Well, that eventually had created some issues later down the road. And this is just a fix to make sure that we don't have those problems going forward.
Someone will say, well, you know, obviously this is a good idea, but to create a separate state agency is going to cost money and make the cost of government in Missouri higher. It's going to result in higher budgets. Would that be the case?
No, I'm glad you asked that. So a point of clarification. At first glance, it might seem like this is an expansion of government, but I'm diametrically opposed to that. What this does... So the military already has its own structure. It already has its FTEs or its full-time employees. It already has all of that. It already has its buildings and its infrastructure. All this does is takes what we currently have under our military community and removes it from DPS or Department of Public Safety so that they can directly have that direct chain of command with the governor. It doesn't. It's not a tax increase. It doesn't raise taxes. It's not going to call for hundreds of more employees to staff a new agency or build new buildings or anything like that. It simply allows them, as they currently are, to be out from underneath the Department of Public Safety.
You're listening to Show Me Today. This is Marshall Griffin. We're talking with State Representative Adam Schnelting. And we're talking about an amendment that would create a separate state agency for the Missouri National Guard. Currently, who appoints the Adjutant General of the National Guard? Does the governor make that appointment, or does the Department of Public Safety or Safety Director make that decision?
The governor does. The governor appoints him, and he or she, and they have to be confirmed by the Senate.
But that person would answer first to the Public Safety Director?
That's correct. That's correct. And not only the Public Safety Director, but anyone the Public Safety Director puts under him, Marshall. So, I mean, that could be department liaisons. That could be, you know, someone who maybe 25 years old, doesn't have a lot of life experience. And the way we have it set up is just truly a miss. When you have the general of, or the military community, and you have the general of all the armed forces of your state, having to go through all of that kind of red tape in order to have give the governor advice and be in direct communication with the governor, that's really a miss. And our sister states have realized that years ago, and they went ahead and made those changes years ago, some of them decades ago. Now, I introduced this legislation, and I've passed it in the House the last 3 years, only for it to die in the Senate until this year. This year, the House passed it again, 126-0, and the Senate passed it unanimously. So now it'll be on the ballot as Amendment 5, and I certainly would encourage your listeners to join me in voting yes on Amendment 5, because I believe this is a fix to a problem that we've had for a while now, but we need to resolve the issue.
Has Governor Parson spoken out on this? Has he expressed any support, or is he being neutral?
You know, the last I checked, I don't recall what his public stance was. He has told me that he supported it. In private conversations. It was not meant to be private, otherwise I wouldn't have just said that. I don't know if he's come out with any kind of statement or anything like that, but there's no pushback. There's no pushback from the National Guard. There's no pushback from the governor, nor from the Department of Public Safety. It's one of those issues where there's no bad blood in between who we have in office right now. This is just about a fix and fixing problems that we could potentially see coming down the road in the future.
I'm not sure if you can answer this question, but are you aware of any support, opposition, or neutral opinion from either the Adjutant General or anyone within the National Guard, either higher up or just the regular guardsmen?
Yes. Yes. The Adjutant General supports the amendment. In fact, the Missouri Association of National Guard, they went ahead and have been encouraging people to vote yes on 5. They've been going to VFW halls and American Legions, and they've been encouraging our vets to get out and vote. And be sure to encourage others and educate others on the amendment. So there's absolutely a lot of support for it in the military community. As far as opposition, that's a little tricky, because in the House, it was so bipartisan, the Senate passed it unanimously. I mean, it was 32-0. In the House, it was 126-2. So I really don't see a lot of opposition to it. This is not one of those big money issues where you get a lot of money behind this ballot amendment pushing for its passage or for its demise. So it's really an organic issue that the voters are, at the end of the day, are just going to have to decide on: is this good government? Do I believe this is good government, or do I want to stay with status quo?
Well, let's say this does pass. How soon would it take effect?
So all of our legislation goes in. It should be August 28th. I'd have to go back and look, but I believe it's August 28th, just like our normal legislation. Each year when you pass a bill, goes into effect that following August, on the 28th of that year, of the month of August.
That was State Representative Adam Schnelting, who represents St. Charles County in the Missouri House, talking about Amendment 5, which would make the Missouri National Guard its own state agency. You're listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.